It's going on, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of the Chelsea Echo here. My name is Louis Venanti.
Why do you make me sound like I say it all in one word?
Buddy. Dude, you're talking, it's like a rhythmic flow.
Rhythm.
It's the YouTube steel.
Rhythm is a dancer. Louis is the answer. Introducing podcast here. Chelsea Echo playing. We're not playing. Chelsea at Middlesbrough. Oh, yeah. EFL
Hello,
Cup.
Hello, everybody.
Oh, yeah. It's the Carabao. Oh, yeah. Can be Coca-Cola. Oh, Carling.
Hello. Carling. Well, Carling. That's my cup.
That is. It's always the Carling Cup. Always the Carling Cup. There's always going to be that argument for as long as we live. Until Carling comes back, we won't be happy. But this is the Chelsea Echo. This is your preview of Chelsea heading to Middlesbrough in the EFL Cup.
Do you know what it's going to be? I've just clocked. As you were saying this, I'm throwing it out here. You heard it here first. It's going to be the Prime Cup, isn't it?
It better not be.
No, mate, it is. No, as in, like, let's think about this. Like, they're doing everything. It's going to be the Prime Cup, isn't it?
Surely not.
No, that makes sense, does it not? I think that's a good prediction.
But it could be, but then it doesn't have a C in it. Have you noticed how every single one for like the past three or four has had C in it? Carabao, Carling, Coca-Cola.
National, but they had the national something, didn't they?
And there's the 1 year where, well, yeah, I mean...
Oh, no, wait, it was Capital One.
Yeah, you go, Capital One. So it's all C's, so...
They like the alliteration.
Exactly. So we've got to figure out what cup it'll be.
They had Worthington Cup, didn't they? Maybe.
Yeah, but that was like...
I don't know. I can just see Prime getting their filthy hands all over it.
Oh, I really hope not. Anyway, let us know who you think will be sponsoring the Carabao, Carling, Coca-Cola, Capital One Cup. The Cup. So yeah, let us know. But yeah, this is Chelsea. And this is us heading to Middlesbrough for yet another game. And a chance for us to hopefully reach a final and earn ourselves a bit of silverware, a big opportunity at the Riverside to go and get Pochettino his first cup in England, by the way, which would be a big thing. That'd be lovely. Tom's laptop is still dead. He says it's dead. You know, Tobes has made a bit of a claim, which
we're going to be talking about the Riverside, but yeah, that's near a river, put it that way, or it's in one. That laptop's long gone.
Yeah, no.
And luckily, so are the allegations as a result. But yeah.
Anyway, it's just me and Tobes today, getting straight into it. We've got some good memories of the Carabao Cup, obviously, you know. Eden Hazard, kicking a ball boy, is one I can think of. Tobes, you got anything straight off the top of your head, what do you think? Semi-final, Carabao Cup, good memory.
Semi-final. Ivanovic extra time goal against Liverpool at the Bridge.
That's a good one.
That was a good one. It's mainly just final memories when I think of it. That's a good question. Semi-finals of Carabao. Oh, the triple nutmeg from Fuck You.
Was that a semi-final?
Yeah, it was. No, that was a semi-final. Kante did the triple nutmeg against Spurs.
Fuck You!
In the second leg.
Well, I saw you post the montage of me earlier today and I was in tears.
What a player, man.
I had to get the tissues out. I know he's in... Well, he was injured,
isn't it? That's a challenge of a wank.
Fuck's sake, I can't be arsed, man. I was about to say nice things about N'Golo Kante and you're talking about challenging wanks.
But you can still be saying nice things about him while doing that. I don't know.
It's 7:15 on a Monday night, mate. Come on, like, what? What is going on? Anyway, we'll move on from semi-final memories in case Tobes gets a semi and, you know, needs to have that challenging wank. When you think of Middlesbrough, I'm reading from Tom's script today. He's talking about Middlesbrough now going, when you think of Middlesbrough, who do you think of? And I've got a weird one.
Oh, that's fun. Oh, good. Let's play a bit of tennis.
Okay. Alvaro Negredo.
Okay. I'll raise it up, mate. Alfonso Alves.
Fucking hell.
What a bowler.
Gareth Southgate.
Nice. Janinho.
Jimmy Floyd Hasselbank.
Nice. Ooh. Oh, a bit of Stuart Downing.
Stuart Downing. My God. Who's the
fella?
They
got some good Barclays, man.
There was that team which Negredo was in. They had...
That was quite recent. That,
Victor Valdez played for them that season as well.
He did. You had Victor Valdez in there. Gaston Ramirez, I want to say.
Gaston Ramirez.
There maybe at that point.
There was a fella who
there was
a card on FIFA, centre forward, and I've forgotten who it was, but he got massive upgrades for no reason. I can't remember. Hang on, I need to get this Middlesbrough squad up.
Oh, Stuani.
That's it. Stuani. Yeah, he's at Girona now, isn't he?
He's doing well in La Liga the last few years. But yeah, they're Rockenbach, Julio Arca. They've had some ballers over the years.
Who's the guy that played Viduka. For Real Madrid?
They had Viduka, didn't they? And Mido.
Daniel Ayala.
Oh, shout. That is a shout.
Oh, mate.
Who else is some prime Barclays Middlesbrough? Frank Quadrou.
Frank Quadrou. Oh, right. Here's one that's a proper throwback. That's probably before our time. And I know there's going to be people screaming saying how they've not said him yet.
Yes.
Ravanelli.
Oh, mate, I thought you were going to say Macaroni, but yeah, both of them, get them in. Ravanelli's a shout.
Ravanelli.
Massimo Macaroni and Fabio Ravanelli? No, I might have got that wrong. I might have just pissed off a lot of 90s.
The way that everyone's going to be going, oh, my God. Anyway, if I type in, right, Middlesbrough, Barclays.
Bolo Zenden.
Zenden. No, did Zenden play for him?
He was Chelsea and Borough. Yeah, he played for Borough as well.
After I typed in Middlesbrough Barclays and it just came up with the banks. That's not what I wanted.
I just remember another one. A bit of Ali Adier in there.
Ali Adier. Oh, my God.
What a name that is. What a name.
Oh, I tell you what. Hang on. Let's get up. Right. City 0, Middlesbrough 8. I want to see that team.
Oh, it was 8-1. I watched it the other day. I watched the highlights of it the other day. Yeah.
There you go. Right.
Alfonso Alves. What a boy.
Is this in that team you had... My God, it's the old BBC website, which is insane. I love it.
Do you remember when BBC Bite Size got hacked? Sorry, I was dying at it.
Wasn't that long ago, was it?
I think it was a few years ago, but I can't say what it was said. But for the listeners at home, look up when Bite Size got hacked because you will laugh.
Yeah. Right, okay. Are you ready?
Yeah, go on.
Mark Schwarzer in goal. They just got Young, who was playing right back.
Luke
Young. Rigott. David Wheater.
Oh, what a baller.
Pergatet. Boateng. Rockenbach. Accra. Downing. Sanil. Alves.
Oh, no, mate. That's not Sanil. That's Tunçay.
Tunçay Sanli. Do you not remember? Is it Sanli?
Yeah. Do you remember Tunçay? Tunçay was class.
I don't remember him, no.
He's a Turkish baller, mate. He was class.
Right. That City team, you had Richard Dunn was sent off, shock. Alano scored for him.
He scored a banger, yeah.
Isaacson, Jihai, Korluka, Dunn, Ball, Ireland, Gelson, Petrov, Garrido, Darius Vassell. Oh my God.
Do you know that was their last game prior? That was the last game that wasn't under Sheikh Mansour ownership.
Yeah. And that's mad. And there's always the picture of Stephen Ireland when he's banging on about how, he was just as good as Stephen Gerrard and Frank Lampard. It was really funny. BBC's player rater, man of the match, was Stuart Downing. 8.65.
He scored some good goals. There were some screamers in that game. It's worth watching the highlights.
But yeah, well, there you go. That's who we think when we think about Middlesbrough. But I think I can't get out. Middlesbrough...
Well, Middlesbrough won the Carling Cup, funnily enough, didn't they? Was it 2004, I think? Yeah, they knocked out the Invincibles. I'm using my quotation marks with my fingers for the listeners at home. Because they weren't that invincible to us, and not Middlesbrough either, because they won the Carling Cup that year. And they got to the Europa League final in 2006 as well, didn't they? So they are a bit of a cup side, Middlesbrough. It's not a surprise that they're here.
They're always an interesting team to play, Middlesbrough. Because they're not bad. They never have been. But you either absolutely play them off the park and batter them, or they turn up and you struggle. And the one thing that worries me quite a lot is that I have a horrible feeling we are going to struggle. Because the way that they...
We struggle with everyone, man.
that's the problem. Like the way that we played against Preston, I was... I'm panicking now. Sort of like when we were talking earlier, because we're obviously because we're playing midweek, we normally record Our preview and our review show. We do that on a Monday night. That's usually our thing. And then when Tom was saying, oh, should we just record both? Arbicard is sitting there going, I'm not going to lie, I'm slightly worried that we're going to lose somewhere. I don't think that's a good idea. Like the way that we're just so... I know we're struggling against everyone this season, but the way that we really, really struggled against a very poor, by the way, they're not lower mid-table championship and doing okay. They're shit. You know, we struggled against Preston. The scoreline covered up so many cracks, and we need to do more. And it's something that really, really worries me.
Yeah, no, that's understandable. The way I'm just looking at it realistically is, we've got two games to be better than Borough over. If you can't do that, you deserve sacking on the spot anyway. Like, that's just how I see it. This is a free ticket to Wembley. If you can't beat 12th in the Championship over two games, it's not just like, oh, okay, they could get a random upset in the first game. Even if that happened, you've got another 90 minutes to rectify it with the quality at our disposal, and they will do that. They will knock out Middlesbrough over two legs. And if they don't, then they're the laughing stock of, you know, of the league. And they have been that for a while. But like, that would really cement it as a low point. Mm. To be knocked out over two games to a mid-table Championship side would be atrocious. So I understand your worries, but at the same time, like, let's be honest. There's no excuse. Like, they should just be getting the job done.
Yeah, exactly. Well, speaking of teams that can get the job done, we'll give you our Echo 11 in a minute. But we have just been sent a voice note by the man who is on some form of list, which we won't be talking about, and threw his laptop in the river. It's Tom, and he's here with Stat Shaggers for the Chelsea Echo.
The Chelsea Echo presents Stat Shaggers.
Yes, it's everyone's favourite section. That's right, it's Stats Shaggers. And due to my laptop deciding to malfunction on this fine, miserable, snowy Monday in the morning, I am actually presenting this from a voice note form and not live on the podcast. And for that, I do apologise. But it's such an important section, we've discussed it many times, that it simply cannot be missed. And so I give it to you nonetheless through this form. Middlesbrough are a side Chelsea played quite a few times, 117 times over the years, winning 57 of those, drawing 29 and losing 31. Last time these two sides met in the League Cup was actually a pretty good day for Chelsea, the 29th of March 1998, when Frank Sinclair and Roberto Di Matteo scored in a 2-0 win for Chelsea to win the final of the League Cup at Wembley under Gianluca Vialli. Since then, this fixture has actually been pretty good for Chelsea, winning 19 of 27 encounters, including a 2-0 win at the Riverside in the 2022 FA Cup quarter-final under Thomas Tuchel. That's the last time the two sides met. Goal scorers that day were Hakim Ziyech and Romelu Lukaku. The last time Middlesbrough actually did defeat Chelsea came all the way back on the 23rd of August 2006, with a 2-1 win for Borough at the Riverside. Premier League encounter, of course, and late goals from Emmanuel Pogatetz and a 90th minute winner from Mark Viduka saw Borough 2 victory. But that was the last time they beat Chelsea, all the way back in 06, 17 years ago. In the modern day, currently, Middlesbrough sit 12th in the Championship, just a point ahead of Preston, and also lost at the weekend in the FA Cup 1-0 to Aston Villa at the Riverside, with Matty Cash scoring the winner in the 87th minute. In all competitions at the moment, Middlesbrough have won just two of their last five, and in the process, they've not actually yet won in 2024, with a 3-1 defeat to Coventry on New Year's Day at home, and then, of course, the loss to Aston Villa, also at the Riverside. So they are not only winless, they also haven't lost... haven't won their last two games at home in both competitions. So then, their next opponent, Chelsea, at the Riverside in the League Cup semi-final. It's going to be a good one, but who for? And that is your Stat Shaggers section for the League Cup semi-final between Middlesbrough and Chelsea at the Riverside Stadium, the first leg. Back to you in the studio.
Right, so he's got stats, he shagged them. That's Tom doing the usual. Let's get straight into the 11.
This is shagging stats now, you know, rather than.
Let's not do that. That's going to cause us lots of trouble, and we don't want to get in trouble. We'd like to work with brands. Okay, that is something we'd like to do, and having a man that threw his laptop in a river has already caused us problems. Okay, so we're not going to do that again. So let's just get straight into the 11. In goal, Jordy Petri Dish. I think we can agree on that.
Yes.
Banging. We're back four. I mean, this is going to be really easy, isn't it? I feel like we're just going to rattle off the same, like, the pretty simple team. I'm going to say Alfie Gilchrist at right back.
Oh, no, I'm going to play right back. I'm going to play Gusto at right back. I'm playing right back at right back.
Okay. Okay, so Gusto at right back, and then we're going to go two centre-halves. Who?
Thiago.
Thiago and Badi Shield, or Thiago and Disasi?
Oh.
Because I know we're playing a centre-back at left back.
I think... Yeah, I saw Chile training, though, and I got a bit horny for it. But these two seem to rush him back. We keep rushing players back, and then they get injured again, don't they? But that is exciting. At least it's nice to see a left back in training. That's encouraging, isn't it? Especially because we're getting rid of one, like you said, with Mattson. So, yeah, probably Disasi, Thiago and Colwell, I reckon.
All right, so we've got two centre-backs and a centre-back at left-back. Okay. And then midfield three, again, pretty self-explanatory, isn't it, really? It's going to be Enzo, Gallagher and yes. You can go Palmer Caicedo. Or Caicedo, yeah?
Oh, Caicedo, yeah, for sure.
Okay, because I was going to say you do double pivot, you do Enzo, Gallagher, do Palmer in the 10. I was going to go Mudryk, Nonny and Breuer.
I don't mind it. I don't want to watch Breuer, man. I know he scored and looked like a bit more confident afterwards. I'm glad, and hopefully that's a turning point. Every time I watch us play, I think it's playing with 10 men. I don't think he makes the right runs. I don't think he's in the right places. I'd rather just almost play. Like, the annoying thing is that Nkunku's gone and got injured because you could just play him. That's what's annoying. But Palmer's even played there against Arsenal. We looked good. I don't know. I don't mind it, but like, I'd rather Broder wasn't in there. I just feel like maybe our hands are forced. I think Caicedo should play because I actually think he's playing well, though. And Gallagher and Enzo also. And then Palmer's definite. Mudryk's definite. Whether you want to go Nonny as well and play Palmer through the middle, that's another matter.
So should we do a slash? Because we can't actually... This is the first time we can't agree. Yeah. We'll put two 11s out and see what people say. That's what we'll put out tomorrow.
Yeah, good show.
So we'll let you pick the Chelsea Echo 11 this week. Brought to you by no sponsors in particular because we don't have one. Brought to you by the pen.
Water protecting laptops.
It could do that. I mean, let's just go straight into it. We see real chance of silverware now. Revenge on against Liverpool at Wembley, possibly on the cards, would be quite nice.
Yep. European football.
And European football being the most important thing. I mean, with a game like this, would you say that the second half against Preston is a template we need to follow against a side which is probably lower level opposition, is going to probably sit a bit deeper, try and hold their shape? Now, how do you feel about this?
I want to be walking, well, not walking out. I'm not even walking at the moment. I would be limping out if I was even going, but I'm not going. I want to be limping out of that game saying, oh, good, we're already in the final. I want us to go and win there. I'm not expecting 4-5-0. You're not going to win 4-5-0 in a cup semi-final where they're going to be really up for it. It's a night game, of course. But walking away 1 or 2-0 up and being like, oh, okay. Or even 2-1, whatever. But you've got the job done. You've won away and you've got the home game. And you're thinking, okay, all we have to do is not lose at home to Middlesbrough, which I think is very doable. That would be something that I could take and be like, oh, I'm glad with that. At least that's kind of job done.
I know, that's exactly what it is. I think that the... I'd like to, you know, you're saying it's not possibly doable, but I do think sticking 3 or 4 passes.
No, good Chelsea side, it's very doable. I agree. I'm just saying, I'm being realistic. I'm thinking this side can still win. They can win this game. They never make it easy. That's the thing, Louis. I'm not going to sit there and pretend I think they're going to win 3 or 4-0 in a cup semi-final first leg.
I mean, yeah, I'm just trying to put hope in myself.
I know, I get, but Villa struggled there. You know, Villa only won 1-0, and Villa are doing well. So they're not, Middlesbrough can't be easy to break down.
Yeah, that's the case. And that worries me even more. They're not easy to break down. And this is a Chelsea team which is renowned for not being able to break teams down.
Yeah. But they did have, what's good is, that is a tough game. Like 1-0 Villa sounds like a tight, enduring game. And our game wasn't that. Our game was that for about 50, 60 minutes, and then it just turned into goal fest and Yeah, here's some debuts. Golden, go get a goal, which was a shame. I wish Golden had scored that.
I love the hand. We didn't talk about it in the review. I love the little hand check because it was really, really awkward.
Yeah.
Fourth was going, right, you can't go on yet. Oh, thank you for giving me my debut. No, I'm just saying you can't go on. Stay there, right? I'd like to get to the point where we can hand out some youth players some minutes. I'd like to be at in this game. So we'll have to see about that. But I think that's what we want. But, you know, you've got to play the team strong. Let's get to Wembley, make sure we can get potential European football on the cards. Is there anything that really worries you about this Middlesbrough side? You know, you mentioned it's a night game. You know, they played well against Aston Villa. You know, Villa only won 1-0. You sound
As it is most weeks, if I'm honest, mate. Nothing worries me about them. We worry me. I'm worried about us. I'm not worried about them. I'm worried about what Chelsea's turning up. If Chelsea turn up and they put it in, they'll win this game. Or they won't annoy us. Yeah, oh. I'm not worried. I shouldn't be worried about 12th in the Championship. I'm not. I'm worried about us.
It's terrifying that you're right. Just looking at it going, oh fuck! What are we gonna do wrong? It's a tough one.
That's all it can be.
Yeah. I mean, look, bottom line is we both think it's winnable. Thinking being the key word. I hope we do.
No, we will knock out Middlesbrough over two games. That will happen. I'm happy to say that. And if I'm not, then, you know, tie me with rocks and I'll go join Tom's laptop in the Thames.
Yeah, it's that's where Tom's laptop is. It definitely isn't it? A genius bar in the Apple Store.
Genius bar. That's where Stephen Hawking got served, isn't it?
Okay. Anyway, guys, that has been your preview of Chelsea heading to Middlesbrough and the Riverside in the Carabao Cup semi-final. Hopefully, you've enjoyed this and the fact that Tom is definitely, he's back at his flat. There's nowhere else. He's not in prison. That is it. Hopefully you've enjoyed this. This has been a Highway 61 Network production of the Chelsea Echo. Make sure you check out all the other fantastic shows on the network. Corinthian Casual Show, obviously the Blueprint with Mr. Gary Hayes, who has interviewed a multitude of Chelsea players. Make sure you interact with the Echo as well. We've been tweeting a lot more. If you see a Feathers McGraw meme, it is Tobes. Any cold edits are usually Tobes. Enjoy those. Enjoy the account. Enjoy the game. And let us know all your thoughts, obviously, on our socials. Give us a 5-star review, and we will see you later. Ta-da.